Have you ever felt like you've been hijacked by an alien version of yourself? One morning, you wake up irritable for no reason. The next, you're drenched in sweat at 3 a.m., and suddenly, the intimate moments that once brought you joy feel like distant memories. This isn't science fiction. It's menopause, and it affects millions of women who suffer in silence, believing this decline is simply the price of aging. But what if everything we've been told about this transition is wrong? What if the fatigue, brain fog, vanishing libido, and emotional turbulence aren't inevitable at all, but rather symptoms of a treatable hormonal deficiency? This radical reframing transforms menopause from a sentence of decline into an opportunity for renewal. The key lies in understanding that when women lose approximately 90% of their hormones over just 2 years, they're experiencing a biochemical earthquake that affects every system in the body. And unlike previous generations, we now have the knowledge and tools to restore what's been lost. Hormones are your body's invisible conductors. When balanced, they orchestrate everything beautifully: metabolism, mental clarity, mood stability, and sexual desire. When disrupted, chaos follows. These chemical messengers divide into major hormones, insulin, cortisol, that keep you alive, and minor hormones, estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, that determine whether you're thriving or merely surviving. Here's what's fascinating. No one questions giving insulin to diabetics, yet replacing sex hormones remains controversial despite their profound impact on quality of life. Each hormone has distinct roles. Cortisol manages stress and energy. Estradiol maintains bone density and cognitive function. Testosterone supports muscle mass and libido, while progesterone promotes restful sleep and emotional calm. When these fall out of balance, effects cascade through every aspect of your life, from remembering where you left your keys to recognizing yourself in the mirror. For decades, synthetic hormone replacement therapy medications like Premarin, made from pregnant horses' urine, and Provera, a laboratory-created progestin, were the standard answer to menopause. These pharmaceuticals are like using an almost right key in your front door. It might turn partway, but causes friction and damage. The 2002 Women's Health Initiative study exposed the dangers, linking synthetic hormones to increased risks of breast cancer, blood clots, and stroke. Millions of terrified women abandoned hormone therapy entirely, resigning themselves to years of suffering. But there was another option few doctors discussed: bioidentical hormones, synthesized from plant sources like wild yam and soy to precisely match your body's natural hormone structure. Your cells can't distinguish these from the hormones that flooded your system during youth. The critical difference lies in approach. Bioidentical therapy requires comprehensive blood testing, individualized dosing, and ongoing monitoring to maintain optimal levels. This isn't a one-size-fits-all prescription you fill and forget. It's a dynamic partnership with your healthcare provider, adjusting as your body's needs change. Menopause involves far more than hot flashes and mood swings. Without adequate hormones, women experience profound cognitive changes: difficulty concentrating in meetings, struggling to recall names, thinking through molasses. Health risks escalate dramatically. Osteoporosis threatens bones, heart disease becomes more likely, and Alzheimer's risk increases significantly. Women develop this disease at higher rates than men, with hormonal changes being a key factor. The sexual dimension affects core identity and relationships. Many women describe feeling like an essential part of themselves has died, the sensual, passionate person replaced by someone viewing sex as another chore. This isn't vanity. It's about the fundamental connection between hormonal balance and the ability to experience pleasure, maintain emotional bonds, and feel fully alive. Men face parallel struggles through andropause, losing roughly 1% of testosterone annually after 30, leading to muscle loss, diminished energy, and sexual difficulties. The conventional medical response, prescribing antidepressants that improve mood while destroying libido, treats symptoms while ignoring root causes. Most physicians receive only 4 hours of hormone education during medical school, a knowledge gap that demands you become an informed advocate for your health. seek endocrinologists, anti-aging specialists, or experienced gynecologists and integrative medicine doctors. When interviewing practitioners, ask about their experience with bioidentical hormones, testing protocols, and treatment philosophy. The right approach includes four essentials. Replace only hormones confirmed low by blood tests. Use exclusively bioidentical formulations. Mimic your body's natural physiology, including monthly cycles for women with a uterus, and track levels regularly through comprehensive blood work. Practitioners may favor different delivery methods, capsules that recreate cycles, creams, gels, sublingual drops, or patches. Arrive prepared with detailed symptom lists and request baseline testing for estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, thyroid hormones, and cortisol. Red flags include refusing comprehensive testing, prescribing identical protocols to everyone, or dismissing your symptoms. Finding the right practitioner may require multiple consultations, but this partnership forms the foundation of your hormonal health for years to come. The fear of cancer, especially breast cancer, dominates every HRT conversation. This anxiety surged after the 2002 Women's Health Initiative study linked PremPro to increased cancer risk. But the headlines missed crucial context. The study examined synthetic hormones, not bioidentical ones, and the absolute risk was small. For every 1,000 women on synthetic HRT for 10 years, about 6 additional breast cancers occur. But those same women experience 240 fewer cases of Alzheimer's, an incurable disease. With breast cancer's 80-90% cure rate versus Alzheimer's zero, the calculation shifts dramatically. Administration method matters enormously. Oral estrogens create liver metabolites that increase clotting risk, while transdermal methods, creams, gels, patches, bypass this entirely. Properly balanced hormones also protect against women's leading killer, heart disease. A Kaiser Permanente study found women on bioidentical estrogen for 17 years had 44% lower death rates from all causes. This doesn't make hormone therapy risk-free, but the conversation needs nuance beyond hormones cause cancer. The decision requires weighing personal risk factors, family history, and quality of life with a knowledgeable provider who presents the complete picture, not fear-based soundbites. We expect to live into our 90s, yet accept 3 decades of decline and diminished capacity. These can be your most vibrant years, not despite your age, but because of accumulated wisdom and self-knowledge. Proper hormone balance creates the foundation, but nutrition matters profoundly. Processed foods introduce cell-damaging free radicals, while whole foods rich in antioxidants protect and repair. Weight-bearing exercise maintains muscle mass and bone density. Stress management through meditation, adequate sleep, and strong social connections supports resilience at the cellular level. This transition offers an opportunity to examine emotional patterns and step into authentic living. Women who thrive don't cling desperately to youth. They embrace the depth and freedom that come with age while maintaining physical vitality to enjoy it. Your body isn't betraying you. It's asking for what it needs to function optimally. When you provide those building blocks through bioidentical hormones, proper nutrition, regular movement, and emotional wellness, you work with nature, not against it. These years can be marked by passion, purpose, and joy if you demand genuine vitality until your very last day.